tonight is out of Leviticus chapter 26, learning to heed God at the fifth level of discipline. We're focusing mainly on verses 40 to 46 of this section of Scripture. Our God is a very gracious God, but He's one of the verses in the New Testament. Out in the Old Testament to be respected and discipline and I never repent. Well, before in our series out of Leviticus chapter 26, we found and an extended section on cursing for disobedience. That heeding the law to Israel would bring rain and rich forests, according to verses 3 through 5 of this chapter. Some dominant of God, verses 11 through 13. Likewise, there would be extended divine discipline. Exposed to Bible teachers, famous Bible teachers of the past, you probably here in this passage. Well, we view the fifth level of discipline, Leviticus 26, 27 to 39, as follows. And let me just read the verses 27 through 39 of Leviticus chapter 26. And if you will still not, for all of this, hearken unto me, but walk unto me, then I will walk kind of chastise you for your sins. In the flesh of your daughters, yes. I will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, your cities laid waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbath, these would be the land Sabbaths, as long as it lies desolate, and you be of your enemy's land, even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths. As long as it lies desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths when you dwelt upon it. And upon them that are left alive of you I will send the faintness of their hearts, in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when no one pursues, and they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when no one pursues, and you shall have no power to stand before your enemies, and you shall perish among the Gentiles, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up, and they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. Okay, this is pretty descriptive. And that if Israel habitually on them, horrors like cannibalism were under siege, Leviticus 26:29. Slaughter of their people and the destruction of their cities and sanctuaries in verses 30 to 31, coupled with the desolation of the homeland, verse 32, followed by dispersion among the Gentile nations, verse 33, where the people would pine away in fear and in timidity, verses 6 to 39. Now, samples of this discipline occurred in various times throughout Israel's history of captivity, modern times to culminate in the great tribulation period that is coming. Now, I want to give you just a couple examples of what happened. The first example is in 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6, beginning at verse 26. This is where cannibalism occurred in Israel. "And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, Help, my lord, O king. And he said, If the Lord does not help you, where shall I help you? Out of the barn floor or out of the winepress?" See, they were hungry. They had run out of food. "And the king said unto her, What ails you? And she answered, This woman said unto me, Give your son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, Give thy son that we may eat him. But she has hidden her son. It came to pass when the king heard the words of this woman that he tore his clothes. And he passed by upon the wall, and the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh." So they actually practiced cannibalism, and this would be of their own children. Now, this is when people get to the point where they're desperate. And, of course, the morality of the people is down, that they would ever think of doing such a thing like this. But when the morality is down, people become so self-centered, they're not even thinking of their children. And they just think of their own welfare. And that's what happened at this particular time. Now, this was before they had gone into captivity. Now, another example, Jeremiah wrote of the slaughter of his people at the hands of the Babylonians when God brought the Gentile nation of Babylon into Jerusalem to punish it for its sins. And we have a sample of this in the book of Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 2. The prophet Jeremiah is lamenting the fact that Jerusalem had fallen. And notice some of the details here. Verse 1 of chapter 2 of Lamentations. "How has the Lord covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger, and cast down from heaven unto the earth the beauty of Israel, and remember not his footstool in the day of his wrath. The Lord has swallowed up all the inhabitants of Jacob, and has not pitied them. He has thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Zion. He has brought them down to the ground. He has polluted the kingdom and the princes thereof. He has cut off in his fierce anger all of the horn of Israel. He's drawn back his right hand from before the enemy, and he's burned against Jacob like a flaming fire which devours round about. He sent his bow like an enemy. He stood with his right hand as an adversary and slew all that were pleasant to the eye in the tabernacle of the daughter of Zion. He poured out his fury like fire. The Lord was as an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all her palaces. He has destroyed his strongholds and has increased in the daughter of Judah mourning and lamentation. He has violently taken away his tabernacle as if it were of a garden. He has destroyed his places of the assembly. The Lord has caused the solemn feasts and the Sabbaths to be forgotten in Zion. He has despised in the indignation of his anger the king and the priest." Notice verse 10. "The elders of the daughter of Zion sit on the ground and keep silence. They've cast up dust on their heads. They have girded themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem hang down their heads to the ground." So, everything is devastation. Society has been ruined because of the judgment of God. Now, the physical and the mental suffering that Jesus experienced, he notes of this fifth level of discipline. "This is an accurate prophetic portrayal of the Jews since the days of Babylonian captivity, as he has been scattered among the nations. Wave after wave of anti-Semitism descended upon him to destroy him." This section rated of course in Bacal and so forth, where people actually near death and starved to death and tortured and so forth. And the Bible talks away about "ye shall pine away." Well, rejected her Messiah. Responsible for that. So Israel is currently in a situation. Even Jesus. I'm going to turn to Revelation chapter 12. It talks about discipline in the tribulation period with a greater intensity. Revelation chapter 12, beginning at verse 12. Therefore rejoice ye heavens that ye dwell in... That's that Satan has finally been cast out of having access to heaven. Woe to the inhabitants. But a short time. Kicked out of even having access to heaven where he can critique God's people. He comes down to the earth. So he's going to come with great love. What he's going to do is go after Israel. Verse 13, and when the dragon, another word for Satan, saw that he was cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. The woman is Israel, the man-child is the Lord Jesus. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness. Now some think that this is the United States giving her an eagle. And went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which were the commandments of God and had the testimony of Jesus Christ. So Daniel chapter 12 tells us that this is a time that is going to be worse than any other time in history. There's never been a time like it. There will be a time like it again. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time, and in the context he's talking about the time of the tribulation, shall Michael, that's the prince who is responsible for the defense and for the survival of the nation Israel, shall Michael stand up, the great prince who stands for the children of your people, that would be Daniel's people, the Jewish people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even into that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found, written in the book. Apparently God has a book in which he records those that he wants to survive in that. Actually, there are going to be 144,000 Jews who will survive as the witnesses. But beyond that, there's only 7,000 of the nation Israel that survive. All the rest are killed in the tribulation period. And of course, millions upon millions of Gentiles will be slain and die during the Great Tribulation period. So, the coming Great Tribulation period will be a time of trouble for Israel in the world that will have been unparalleled in human history. Satan, through the man of sin, the Antichrist, will seek to annihilate Israel as a nation in an effort to destroy any chance for the Abrahamic covenant fulfillment in a final effort to defrock God, and Israel will need to flee to the wilderness where God will protect her. Now, I didn't want to leave our lesson there at that desperate point of the fifth level discipline without going further, because God in that chapter ends the chapter with the hope of repentance and renewal. And this is going to happen at the end of the tribulation period as well. So I go back to Leviticus chapter 26 and I begin reading at verse 40. Trespass with which they trespassed against me, and that also they walked contrary to me, and that I have also walked contrary to them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they can then accept the punishment of their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham. I will remember, and I will remember the land. He's going back to the Abrahamic covenant. And also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths while she lies desolate without them, and they shall accept the punishment of their iniquity, because they despise my judgment, and abhor my statutes. Yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them. Is going to be fulfilled. Zechariah chapter 12. This is in the Old Testament. It's second to the last book in the Old Testament. Zechariah chapter 12. Verse 9. Actually, I want to start. Yes. And this is they come back. Mourns for his only son and said. There's another passage in the Old Testament that says a Jew shall come up to me and said, who did this to you? And he'll say, my brethren did this unto me. In other words, the fellow Jewish people. And then they recognize, oh boy, Jesus Christ was the Messiah. We crucified our own Messiah. And when they do this, and the land shall mourn every family apart. The family of the house of David apart, their wives apart. The family of the house of Nathan apart, their wives apart. The family of the house of Levi apart, their wives apart. The family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart. All the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart. In other words, there's going to be such grief at what they had done in rejecting the Messiah, it's going to break down to every individual Jew will be weeping over this. But notice the grace of God, chapter 13, verse 1. In that day there shall be a fountain opened. Magnify themselves against Judah. Nations that come against Jerusalem. Repents to follow her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. While we are on vacation, dealing with something. Right. But I'm still coming out of that, but it's taken several days. The pressure was so intense. No, if that were the case, wrong. I would have gotten believe you. But I'm here to help you. So we need to rejoice that God cares about us enough that He's going to discipline us. But also we need to be very careful to make sure that if we know that there's sin between us and the Lord, that we clear it up. Because I'll tell you what, the discipline of the Lord is not a picnic. And God loves us too much to let us alone. He will lean on us if He wants to.